Good afternoon and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show. I'm Warren Thompson. Remember that this show is being brought to you by the Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. It's more of earnings seasons today on the markets as Implats, Absa and Fairvest have reported results this morning already. We are attempting to line up a couple of those executives for later. I know the Absa presentation, I think, to journalists is underway as we speak. But we will start the day by playing an interview I did a few minutes ago with Murray & Roberts CEO Henry Laas, who reported interim results late yesterday afternoon. And then following that, our market commentator today is Petri Redlinghuis, who will be giving us his thoughts on the morning's market action. But to begin with our main story today, Murray & Roberts reported diluted headline earnings per share rising by 104% to 55 cents and attributable earnings up 283% to 110 million rand. On the downside, though, the group's order book declined by 10%. As I mentioned, I caught up with Henry Laas just a few minutes ago, and this was what he had to say.
Well, we are pleased with the results. We think it is a robust set of results, but you need to understand the drivers behind the growth, and it's primarily in two areas. The underground mining business has done well. They've reported earnings growth compared to the prior period, and then I would say the biggest impact was a significantly reduced loss in our business in the Middle East. As we are aware, we've decided to close that business, and we are completing the last four projects, which will all be completed by June of this year. And so there's still losses coming through the system, but the loss for the past 6 months was significantly less than that of the prior period.
Okay. One of the things that did look a bit worrying was that the order book declined by 10% over the previous corresponding period. Can you just give us a bit of color there as to what which of your divisions saw the decline and what you attribute that to?
Yeah, the order book in a business such as Murray & Roberts is always very important. And if the order book shows a decline of 10%, then everybody gets worried about it. And that is correct. That is a leading indicator of future business potential. But you need to understand the makeup of the order book. Firstly, the underground mining platform has got a solid order book, and it is growing its order book. So we're not concerned about that space. But the oil and gas sector, we all know that that sector is still in a difficult spot. The oil price has stabilized above $60 a barrel, and we think that is good. And there are early signs of investment returning to the oil and gas sector, but it's not going to present opportunity to us within the next, I would say, 18 months, maybe 2 years. So what we need to do in the interim, whilst the oil and gas sector is still under pressure, is to focus our efforts on complementary markets so that we can fill the gaps that are being left by the oil and gas sector not presenting the opportunity. So it is purely a function of market conditions in that sector, and we are navigating our way through these market conditions. The power and water platform is also reporting a declining order book, and that is due to the Medupi and Kusile projects coming to an end. We still have a substantial value of order book on those two projects, but most of the work will be done by December of this year. And unfortunately, for whatever reasons, many of the new projects in South Africa have been delayed in the power space, whether it is renewables or whether it is the coal-fired power stations like Tabamezi and Khanyisa, they have all been delayed. So unfortunately, there's just nothing in the short term that will be able to fill the gap or partly fill the gap left by Medupi and Kusile. So similarly to the oil and gas platform in power and water, we are also looking at complementary markets to keep the business going. But it is reflective of market conditions currently in the power space in South Africa. But we are optimistic about the growth in the mining business, and we think that as far as oil and gas is concerned, although the order book is low, we are hopeful that we can maintain earnings for the next year, at least at the level of the current financial year.
You mentioned that you're closing that Middle Eastern business. How does that order book look now from a geographical perspective?
Yeah, the order book is still, because of the big component that we have left on Medupi and Kusile, it is still all in all 54% SADC region and 46% international. And the oil and gas, which is 100% international, that order book, as you know, is way down. So the contribution to the international value has decreased because of that. And in underground mining, we're not only growing the order book outside of South Africa, but we're also doing it inside of South Africa. And for that reason, you do have a 54% split in the order book, 54% being the SADC region and 46% international.
I just also caught in the results that you are increasing your stake in the Bombela concession. Just take us through your thinking there.
Yes, we have done. So that deal was closed out, I think it was the 8th of December last year, and we're now holding 50% share in that concession company. For us, it's a good investment, yielding very good returns, and we are controlling the board. Well, we have the majority members on the BCC board at this stage. And we just felt that given the fact that we were achieving such good returns in that investment, it would be a good place for us to put some cash. And that we've done in December of last year. And we already saw in the first half that we had the increase in the fair value adjustment, which is the way in which we account on this investment. The concession will continue until 2026. That is the end of the concession period. And we're very pleased to be a 50% shareholder for the duration of the concession.
Okay, great. Just in terms of, just to kind of round out, I'm not sure if you provide guidance for the rest of the year, but you said that the market conditions certainly remain challenging and highly competitive. I know we've had a number of positive developments on the political front in the country, but I would expect that you are still going to be some time before we see any follow through from the government in terms of increased infrastructure spending at this point. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. I think that's a fair assessment. But to answer your question in terms of guidance, our expectation is that the second half of the year would yield a result very similar to the first half of the year, maybe marginally up, but we would expect a similar result in the second half.
That was Henry Loss, the Chief Executive Officer of Murray & Roberts.
MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors. Through our Click & Advisor offering, advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. To find out more, visit www.moneyweb.co.za.
Right, time to have a look at the markets today, and it very much seems that we are struggling at the moment. I think this has definitely brought an end to the ramaphoria that we had over a week ago now. The All Share Index down 0.25% to 58,190 points, and it's pretty nasty across the boards at the moment. Industrials are flat, financials down 0.25%. Gold mining is up 1%, but resources are in the red to 1%. In terms of shares being traded today, Naspers again leading the way, but very interesting to see Glencore having roughly R500 million worth of shares trading hands at the moment, up to this point. And then behind Glencore, First Rand, and we've got some of the other banks scattered down the line there. We're going to have to change that name, Barclays Africa Group, on the basis of the new name change that has been announced this morning. When we look at the currency today, also not a pleasant sight. We've got losses, a big loss against the US dollar. The Rand now trading at 11.92. It's lost nearly 1.75%. It's down 0.75% against the pound, where it's trading at 16.39. And the euro, 1.3% stronger against the rand, where we trade at 14.52. It doesn't look much better on the precious metals front either. The gold price down 1.75% today to $1,310 an ounce. Platinum and palladium both taking losses. Platinum trading at $971, and palladium just keeping its head above that $1,000 per ounce mark. So not pretty. Joining me now, though, to talk us through the market action is Petri Redling-Hase. He is the founder of Herenia Capital. He joins me on the phone now. Good to have you with us, Petri.
Good to be here, Warren. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on here? We've got a currency weakening that really usually bolsters our rand hedge stocks, many of which are our biggest companies on the market, and that traditionally gives us a bit of a bump into the green. But we're getting sorted out here with both the currency weakening and the market down virtually across the board, with the exception of gold mining. Just to give us your thoughts on what's been happening this morning.
Well, I think the part of the reason we've seen a positive move in gold mining is because of the weakening rand. However, there were sort of weaker commodities across the board coming into the overnight session. Plus, we had a pretty bad trading session from the U.S. with the Dow Jones being down 1.5% tonight and the S&P 500 down 1.1%. So, we came in sort of on the back foot today. we seem to have lifted off the lows from where we started this morning, particularly if you look at the top 40 index. We have traded higher from when we'd opened, particularly the likes of stuff like Anglo American, for example. That was down 2.5% at one point. It's now down only 84 basis points. So it seems that there is a little bit of strength coming into the market. We do also have relatively decent performances coming from the likes of the financials. FirstRand, for example, very slightly positive. Discovery up about 0.5%. Capitec also fighting back around 1.6%. So I think that you've hit the nail on the head. It's the end of the Ramaphoria. It's a nice way of saying it. I've not heard that. But there were some comments being made about the land distribution without compensation and so on. And I think the market is reacting a little bit to that, particularly the currency, why we are seeing 2 days of losses on the currency. So we will have to sort of wait and see how this all turns out. The longer term bull case for me isn't dead in the water yet. But the market definitely not having a good time today. And there's also a bit of a lack of news. I mean, there aren't too many things happening, on SENS today. A couple of interesting things. Steinhoff preference shares have been suspended. So this, of course, is putting quite a bit of pressure on the Steinhoff share price itself. So that's down around 80 basis points. So, Steinhoff is still in the index. It will be taken out of the index relatively soonish. So for now, the 8% that Steinhoff is down is still weighing down the overall index, being the top 40 index as well as the all-share index. That comes out of the top 40 later this month. So the impact that has on the overall index should be negated from around halfway through this month onwards. But not really too much going on, like you mentioned. There is a bit of sort of broad based selling across the board. Naspers being nicely up. Tencent was up 3.5% almost at the time the US the Chinese market closed at 10 o'clock this morning. So Naspers itself also actually lagging, considering that the rand is weakening and that Tencent closed 3.4% up. One would expect Naspers to perform slightly better. However, for now, it seems that there's more sellers than buyers around, so they're putting a bit of pressure on the market. I'm not too sure if it's going to last for the rest of the week or the rest of the month. I don't, I for one don't think so. But for now, the market is telling me it's unhappy.
Absolutely. Well, just something I picked up scanning the market now was that the shares in Glencore are changing hands at a very sharp or very quick rate. I think it was second most traded when I just checked a few minutes ago. I'm looking at the share price now. It's down almost 1% to R62.90. But this was a company that appeared to be producing some blockbuster results. I think it was a trading update they gave the market most recently. Do you go into some of these large diversified resource companies, or are they too volatile to trade?
No, so Glencore is actually one of my preferred longer-term holdings at this point, particularly because I believe that the company is geared well and positioned well to take advantage of a sustained upswing in commodity prices. Their exposure that they have to the various base metals, I think, is well diversified, and I think that if we see a continued rise in commodity prices over the medium to longer term, Glencore should benefit very well from that. And as you mentioned, they did put out a decent set of numbers not so long ago. Today, absolutely. I mean, the share trades approximately 2 to 3 million shares a day, and it's already done almost 8 million today. So it is definitely overactive. However, the trading range in which it's been trading has not been too big. I mean, it's trading around the R62.60 mark at the moment, with a high of the day coming in at with the high of the day coming in at 63.24 and the low at 62.27. So even though that's a 1 rand range on a 60 rand stock, it is relatively big. Historically, though, it is a very small range for the share, because we have seen the share price do movements from, for example, 68 all the way down to 64. So that type of share price volatility is usually, particularly in something like Glencore, where it's a little less liquid, to be expected. However, today we're seeing very high volume trading and a very small trading range compared to its historic movement. So there's obviously, the battle of the titans at the moment. Somebody's unloading around the 63 rand level, and somebody else is willing to buy, and they're buying in large volumes. So this tells me this is either some sort of a rebalancing that's happening potentially in funds. There's definitely buying pressure here if you consider how it's performing in comparison to its peers. I mean, it is down 1.3%, yes, but so are the likes of the other commodity companies, except that Glencore is trading exceptionally high volume compared to what it usually does. So something is up. I'm not too sure exactly what it is as yet. We have to see which way this price is going to break. But usually when shares trade, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 times its average daily volume, then you know the big boys are taking positions, and we'll find out who's right and who's wrong at this point, within a couple of days, I think.
All right, great. Petru, we're going to have to leave it there, so we'll let you get back to that trading, and we look forward to chatting to you in the future.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Petru Redlinghuis, the founder of Herenia Capital. Remember that this show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business.
Numerology studies tell us that numbers have symbolic meaning. Number 8 stands for success, 4 is stability, and 3 represents advantage. These qualities, over and above trust, ethics, and leadership, are embraced by CASA, the leading accounting, auditing, and tax business designation underpinned by ethical standards, delivering responsible business leadership to take your business to number 1. Because business is more than just numbers. CASA, leaders in business.
And that brings us to the end of another show. Remember that you can catch the replay of the show from the website. That goes at 12:45. The show does remain on the MoneyWeb platform for a day before moving to Iono. You can go and catch past episodes on that. And of course, bear in mind that our English and Afrikaans speaking radio shows start at 6 p.m. on SAFM and RSG respectively. Until the same time tomorrow, cheers for now.